Radio.
I know what to do. I've remembered all those weeks. It is Who Cares Wins Radio Show on channelradio.co.uk. It's me, Angela Bryce Stevenson, the very excitable one. And of course,
The cool, calm, collected. Swan panicking underneath. No, Jan Mulligan.
Hi, Jan. Hi, listeners. How is everybody? Twitter, we've had people retweeting us. We've had Adrian from AK Pet Services retweeting. We've had Channel Radio retweeting. Because, of course, yes, don't panic that time has changed and things are weird. It is 12 o'clock.
You're not in a time zone warp.
Nope. And we are.
Come on earlier.
New time. Yay. So I trust, listeners, you have taken our advice or even our suggestions, because if we advise you, you could sue us. So it's a suggestion that you have a lunch, you sit back and you have a lunch, even if you're at work. Go outside, enjoy this glorious sunshine.
It's beautiful late summer again, isn't it?
It's marvellous. Les Vad Tu. Do you remember that?
I'm sorry. I blanked out there. You were singing. I switch off.
You've missed me, haven't you, Jan? I can tell. She's got her head in her hands already. What's the phrase I'm looking for? Welcome back. Yes. How was your summer, everyone? Have you had a great time? Did you enjoy the rain in August?
I'm ready with the Twitter feed, so let us know your news. We want to hear your questions,
please.
Hear your news. If you're planning events, if you held events,
yep.
Let us know what's up in your world of health and well-being, and we will share that with everybody. We've got lots to share with you, though, haven't we?
We've done lots. That's better, isn't it? I've taken that microphone down.
Oh, have I stopped echoing?
You don't echo so much now. Because I had everything.
I
put everything up. I thought, let's put all the buttons and press them all. You can tell I've been always so excited to be back in here. And yes, so if you are able to listen to us either on channelradio.co.uk website, listen live through their website, or if you've got the TuneIn app on your phone,
mm-hmm.
whatever phone you
Smart
might have,
ones.
Any reputable phone, then you can find the TuneIn app and you can listen, Channel Radio, search for it and listen to the station through there. And of course, when you're listening, then you can maybe get on the tweet and just send us a message.
At Cares Wins.
Just say hi, that you're listening, that someone's out there.
We're great. Not alone.
We are not alone, yes. There are other beings on this planet and probably normal ones, unlike me.
Steady.
I know, sorry. So, yes, it's good to be back. And we did have a few things that we were going to sort of play around with, but I was getting a bit too techie there. So we'll do those next week.
We'll do those next week. A bit delayed. A bit of music clues for our sense of mood today. And unfortunately, technology was against us. So we'll play those next week.
We'll get there. But there's new signs in the studio. All things have just really moved on. Since we've been here live. I know that, listeners, you may have been listening to all sorts of things over the last few weeks where we've done repeats, we've edited some repeats. So if you've been listening to any of those, we could test them, couldn't we, on what was over? But we won't.
I don't think they're ready for another quiz yet.
Oh, go on.
We'll
and of
save
course,
that.
And we had one of the new things that we had. If you tuned in a couple of weeks ago, the 1st of September, we started the autumnal season with a slight difference with Who Cares Wins. And we had a guest presenter, wonderful Martin Fever.
That was a fascinating show.
I know you were able to listen in. I unfortunately wasn't able to listen live because I was in a silent retreat, which was a challenge for me.
I'm sorry, I can't. Those words do not go together. Angela, silent retreat.
Jan, it was great. It was a wonderful experience. A whole week.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't silent for the whole week. Don't panic.
Right. Okay.
I was able to speak during the day.
And where was this?
This was over at a wonderful venue, Charney Manor in Oxford.
Okay.
Beautiful place, Quaker place.
Right.
And it was run by my mentor and my tutor, Kathy May, who is the Clear Mind Institute.
Right.
So if you go and look at clearmindinstitute.co, you will find all the information about not only her mindfulness teacher training that she does, also she does Ayurvedic, which I'll talk a little bit about later, and she also does yoga therapy courses as well for people to look at treating individuals one-on-one through mm-hmm. yoga as a therapy.
Okay.
So interesting stuff. But I'm now a fully credited under the Clear Mind Institute mindfulness teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I'm able now to look at running mindfulness 8-week programs for
Brilliant.
People. or one-on-one mindfulness, or if people just want to explore what mindfulness is with me in a bit more detail, then I can talk about it.
So you've had a productive
even more.
Summer.
I have. I've been really busy, not only with the radio show and thoughts and ideas and getting Martin in, and also maybe some other guest presenters in the future. And if you are listening in and you're health and well-being orientated, then do contact us through at CaresWins, or our email address, don't forget, is whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. My memory's working, Jan.
It's getting better.
Then let us know if you're interested in being a guest presenter. Then we'll interview you. Not on air, promise. And if you're interested, we can look at that for the future. So Martin did a fab job, and I wasn't able to listen, but I've just picked up a copy of the show, and that will also be put on our website later on. If it's not tonight, it will be in the morning.
Absolutely.
And that will be on our whocareswinsradio.co.uk webpage, under the Listen Again archive, because I couldn't get into the studio, obviously, to get the copy of the show. So do bear in mind, if you did miss it, it was good, wasn't it, Jan? You actually were able to hear the lady.
Because I was working at the same time and had a few phone calls going on.
Working? What's that?
Yeah, I know. Somebody's got to pay the bills. but it was a fascinating show. Jill Keating, professional singer.
Yes, I'm going to get her details.
Yeah, professional singer, and she also runs music workshops. So she goes into care home situations and clubs, and you can either hire her to come in and tell her what you'd like her to arrange.
Oh, fab.
Or she has prescribed programs that she will take to different venues.
Oh, brilliant.
So the whole show, the topic was the importance of music to our lives and our well-being. And
it's
how
my
it
heart.
Influences.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So lots of interesting chat, lots of interesting music choices as well. So Ooh. Some of Jill singing, some of her favourite songs.
Did she sing live?
I don't think she sang live. Oh. No, I think it was a recording.
We'll have to get her back. Jill, if you're listening, come in live and we'll get you singing,
get
on,
you
the
singing
studio.
On the studio. So it was a fascinating show, and they had some interesting tweets from local societies that do
Ooh,
music therapy.
Good.
So that was really good to hear. So I didn't hear the whole show, so I'm looking forward to listening
yes,
again.
I'm looking forward to actually getting that into. And Martin, if you are listening, I know you're busy on a Monday. If you are listening back to this later, thank you so much for your first guest presenter slot. And never know, there may be some more of those. So I'm going to chat with Martin. He did send through Jill's details, because I think in all their madness and excitement, a bit like us, they forgot to maybe at the end of the show just remind you listeners of Jill's contact details. So I have them here. That if you're interested in either talking to Jill or maybe getting her to come in and do something and do some singing. So Jill Keating, and her company is Care to Sing, Therapy Through Music. You can contact Jill via her email, which is Jill, that's J-I-L-L, at Jill Keating, that's K-E-A-T-I-N-G.com, or her mobile number is 0795-650-5069. She does have a website, which is caretosing.com, and that's T-O, not the number two. Care to Sing, but the site is yet to go live, so if you type that in and it doesn't come up yet, don't panic, she's
It'll
still working
up, yeah.
on that, and we'll post that also on Facebook. I have got some pictures from Martin, he sent them through to
Our
me
Facebook will be
of
zinging
Jill. So we've got so much
we
to
have.
Catch up on. So yes, fantastic show. Thank you, Martin, and thank you, Jill, for coming in as well. And may I say a very big thank you, a special thank you, to Paul Andrews.
Mr. Paul.
Mr. Paul. Sir Paul.
Not yet.
Who helped out and came in, bless him, and pressed all the wonderful buttons and worked with Martin on that show. Fantastic. Great support. And thank you, Mike, for all the technology stuff behind it. And all of our shows that have been going up. You know, we didn't have to be in the studio, Jan. This is the new life for us.
Remote broadcasting.
Hey, watch this space. And...
And
of course,
your North Run, though.
Well,
Great
yes.
North Run. Oh. That was a remote broadcast, wasn't it?
Well, yes, we decided. Jan and I talked about it, and I hadn't trained as much as I wanted to this year, so I was a little bit
You've had a lot of
nervy.
Injuries, haven't you?
I have. Well, not so much injuries. I think it's just old age.
No, don't say that. I'm older than you.
And I think there was just a few gripes and things. I had Achilles gripes, and then I had groin gripes and things going on that I wasn't able to train as much as I wanted.
Okay.
So I was a bit and then I thought, talk to you, and we said, hey, what about if we use it as an opportunity to actually allow people to share and shout about their stories, their passion for doing it, their websites, their charity websites. And so if you tuned in last week, Monday the 8th of September, I actually very quickly so apologies for some of the gaps, because I literally got back from the run. downloaded all the interviews, edited it all in somehow into a show with some music either side, and then got that up because I was on a time limit to get it into the studio, obviously, to be scheduled. And so that went out last Monday, and I was able, I think it was about 12 interviews I got while I ran.
When you think other people were turning up, strolled, and just they're focusing on their run and getting to the finish line, and you turn up, that's a sideline today. I'm just going to interview people while I'm going along and beforehand. And it was excellent.
Yeah, it was
some very inspirational stories of people raising money in memory of family and friends.
Family, friends, charities that have helped them, or charities that they just are so inspired by. And Caroline from Cedar Manor Hotel up in Lake Windermere, who they're very good friends, Caroline and Jonathan. So hello if you're listening. Fantastic place to stay, by the way. If you want some luxury and you want just rest and this well-being, then Cedar Manor Hotel is ideal for that.
Right.
Just to switch off. Good food as well.
It's always important.
Like a bit of a use. And a bit of drink if you want. And then Caroline was running, and she's also doing the London Marathon, bless her. She did her target time, 2 hours, 20 minutes for the half marathon.
You weren't much longer.
I was 2 hours, 58. So I was longer. That's my, apart from when I had the injury the first time.
With a rough year.
It was, yeah. So actually, all in all, because I kept walking, great excuse to stop and talk to people and interview them with my little microphone. It was great to actually know that, and I still did it under 3 hours. So I was quite proud. And I've got my medal.
Got your medal. Got my medal.
It's outside there in the bag.
Oh, we'll have to post that photo at the end.
Yeah.
And I think I might have spotted you on the broadcast.
Did I wave?
So I've saved the recording, so I have to show you that and say, is that you?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, is that the thing? You're watching television and think, is that Angela?
Yeah, it could have been, because I did high-five Seb Coe.
Oh, well, good.
And he actually looked me in the eye and he went, good luck.
Excellent.
So I've got his talent now.
There you go.
And so I also, I must make an apology, a formal apology, to Colin Jackson.
What did you do?
Because I saw him, because he was doing the BBC commentary, and I whizzed over. It's like, hello, as if he was my best friend, and hugged him and was like, yes, you're great support. Thank you so much. Realised that I wasn't on the television, so missed that opportunity. And then realised as I went off, I then did a recording, which is actually part of the show last week. And I said, oh, I've just hugged. Oh, no, I've forgotten his name. So I do apologise that this most famous athlete, one of our many, wonderful Colin Jackson, and I forgot his name. Did come to me a few... See, it's age.
It's age. So,
I'm sorry.
You're not saying that.
But I was so excited with all the other things going on. So, yes, I hugged him. And I also got to interview some amazing people, one of which I'd like to just do a little special extra mention.
Yeah.
I did mention them last week in one of my interviews. I didn't actually get a photograph of them. All the other people I interviewed, I managed to get the photographs, which I posted on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a look at those, they're under our Great North Run category in Facebook.
I love it when they say hour.
It is, yes.
I watched
telly. You were there with me, Jan. You were supporting me with your cup of tea, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
You were there. But you may have heard, I did an interview with the Leonard Cheshire Disability.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think the people used to know it as Leonard Cheshire Trust.
Yes, I've worked with them in the past.
Great charity. Yeah. And there was the boss, as she called herself when I interviewed her, alongside Ennie and Kelly and Stella in her wheelchair. And as they told me, if you heard the interview last week, Stella actually had a brain injury last year and through leaving hospital went to work, into the care home, moved to the Bradbury wing. And when she first came, she couldn't communicate. She was very dependent on others, which obviously left her feeling quite lonely and miserable. And they've worked with her to help build her confidence and her courage. She can now say a few words. She can hold a biscuit. She can make decisions about what she wants to do about her care. Okay, these might sound small changes, but huge
for
her.
Absolutely.
So fantastic. And then they asked if she wanted to take part in the Great North Run, of which she beamed. And they said, well, that's it now. So they all got into training and they were willing, you know, running along and walking along with her and pushing her. So I obviously had the interview, chat. And they said to me that Stella wants to take the last few steps over the finish line.
So out of her chair and walking.
She wanted to get out and she wanted to walk over. So I was like, oh, good luck with that. But obviously I didn't see them again.
Yeah.
So I contacted Leonard Cheshire Disability when I was tweeting about the show. And they replied to say, yes, she did take those steps.
Oh, fantastic.
And I've got her little story, which if you want to find it on the Leonard Cheshire Disability website, go and find it. It's under their news, press and news area. But I just wanted to read out here. They quote, as we got to the end, Stella got out of her chair and we supported her to step over the finish line. She was enjoying it so much, she carried on walking and didn't stop. And we were all greeted by camera flashes, journalists wanting interviews, and Stella even appeared on the big screens, which made her and us very happy.
What a wonderful story.
I've got goosebumps again. Yes. Just knowing that, I mean, I was moaning in my head, like, oh, I've got backache, I've got knee ache, oh, I don't think I can do this, and all this wonderful self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing her and then knowing what she was going to do, let alone actually reading afterwards,
yeah,
is just inspiration.
Absolutely.
A real inspiration of people. And one of the other ladies I interviewed, she'd had lung surgery in January.
Wow.
And actually said to me, maybe shouldn't be. No, January this year.
That's what I'm saying. So she's running less than a year.
And, yeah, sorry. See, I should really listen to you, shouldn't I? amazing that in the grand scheme of things, you know, what have I got to worry about? What have I got to moan about? And it just surged me on to, once I'd done the little interview, then off I went again and spurted me on down the road until I saw Colin Jackson, of course.
Yeah.
So I just think that every year, and any charity run, and in fact, not just running, anything that people do for charity,
mm-hmm,
there's just that feel-good factor.
Yeah.
And the Great North Run has, I mean, it was the millionth person
I was waiting. I said, would you be?
I tried my hardest. I was literally, I think I was about 800 metres from the finish.
Yes.
When I saw the fireworks go off.
Ah.
And I was like, oh. Didn't quite make it. Then I thought, maybe they're the fireworks in readiness.
That could be.
So I did speed up a bit. So hence, I did 258 rather than 301. And it... You've got the medal and you've got 100th. I think I did post it, but anyway, the medal says a millionth. Yeah. And it's just, it is this famous run worldwide. Yeah. And it's not just also the people that take part, it's the people around. You've got people outside the houses with hose pipes because it was very warm this year.
Yes, they were saying at the start it wasn't the ideal weather.
No, it wasn't really ideal weather for running. Had to make sure people were very hydrated and keep hydrated. I mean, we did have a couple of ambulances go by, but I've read the reports from Bupa, Great North Run, even on their Facebook page, and we didn't have any casualties.
Excellent.
So that was fantastic to hear. Yeah. But it is just your kids out there who've high-fiving you.
Mm-hmm.
They pick your name out from your bib and they're going, go on, Angela, go on, John. And then you also have people who've got Tupperware boxes from their homes. They've come out, Tupperware boxes of oranges, jelly babies, biscuits. I think I spied marshmallows.
couldn't get there quick
amazing
enough.
Amazing stuff. Everyone's out there cheering. I mean, I think actually, in some respects, people forget that the people that are on the side of the road cheering are possibly standing there
for hours.
For hours.
Yeah.
Because they're there from the beginning, they're watching everyone go by, possibly till that last one. So I don't know how many hours that is.
They're waiting to spot an individual. I remember one year I went up to watch the London Marathon because some of my hockey team were playing.
Uh-huh.
Were running.
Yeah.
And you're standing there, as you say, for hours, get your good spot. We were there.
That's
waiting. And then Barbara went. And that was, oh, is that it? Can we see her again? No. Okay. We're going home now. But in
it
a smaller
is.
Race where you can get closer to the runners and you can see people.
You know, their support is actually something that sometimes goes unmentioned. And,
yes.
And I think it needs to be heightened even more that they're sometimes the true troopers and the true marathon people or half marathon people.
Absolutely. Because it's support. You know, you need your family and friends' support, but it's the unknown person at the side of the road who's still cheering you on.
And I've just realised, Jan, you've reminded me from talking about this, that it's the first year I ran without my iPod, without my music.
Ah, okay.
Because I was concerned that I didn't want... Because I had a sign on my back,
of
which I tweeted,
you wanted to be
saying,
interrupted.
Tap me on the interrupt me. So I thought, if I have my earphones, people might not want to interrupt my zone. and so I thought, no, I won't have that because I want to be approachable.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I can be. And so I didn't have that. And I realised that... Obviously, for me and my training, I'm always training with a beat, with music.
Right.
So whether that was something else that I'd sort of missed, I don't know.
We're going to play one of your running tracks at some point,
we are,
aren't we?
Later, but I think the best one we need to play now is one that, Jan, you picked.
I did.
Very appropriately. It is good to be back, is it not?
It is very good to be back.
Very good to be back. Let's hope you think that too, listeners. Let us know. Remember, tweet us. We've got the Twitter going on here in the studio.
At cares wins.
Double act there. I'm going to sing now.
Oh, no.
Everybody says hello, he knows there's no one.
Radio. And you're back into the studio with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and...
me, Jan Mulligan.
And of course that means it's...
we're back.
Who Cares Wins show, all about health and well-being on channelradio.co.uk. Are you listening? Let us know if you're having a lunch in the sunshine and perhaps through your earphones so that you're not interrupting other people's silent lunches, that you are listening to us. Let us know on the Twitter. I've got another song later that I'm going to play, which, yes, was one of the songs that I listen to normally when I'm running. And I think was probably one of the ones that was playing along, because they have all different bands and people along the route playing.
Right. Yep.
But one of the things we have been working on while we've been away from the studio is we haven't just been sitting with our feet up trying to get a suntan in the rain, is that we've been working hard with relation to the future guests for our studio and other ideas, as I say, with Martin was one of those. And one of the guests that we have is coming on soon to the show, a couple of weeks' time, Louisa Kirk. And I also wanted to mention, I know that Martin mentioned one of her workshops, which was, I think, last or 6th of September. Louisa Kirk is a yoga, again, yoga teacher, the yoga therapy. And Louisa, although she's based in London and does a lot of her work in London, she's a friend of Louise Cox Chester of Mindfulness at Work Limited.
Yes,
that's how I got the connection.
And
Louisa is going to be speaking at a free event on September the 20th at Concord House Clinic in Canterbury, which we know of. Sue Parker's been there doing some reflex, and Wendy
and
Watson.
Florence Perot.
And Florence.
Sophology.
So they've gone on there. They've got an open day, Concord House, on the 20th of September. It's a Saturday, listeners, so you can get along there. Her talk is actually at 2 p.m. And her topic is, you like this, Jan, the topic is breathe better, live better.
Ooh,
And it's a short talk with some practical tips and exercises on how to develop good breathing habits and use the breath to smooth life's ups and downs.
Yes, that's one of my bugbears. My breathing doesn't...
Oh, I thought you meant life's ups and
downs. No. Well, that as well. So when we did the shows early on with Sue and she was taking us through the breathing.
And then when you did
I need very precise instructions. But why do I need to be taught how to breathe? But I realise I do need to be taught
how to breathe. Yeah, we do forget. We do forget. And especially it is one of my passions. It's linked with mindfulness and breathing. But it is that we're so often at work over a desk. And I know this from your ergonomist background.
Scrunched up,
We're scrunched up, so physically, ergonomically, that's not right.
That's it, ergonomically.
And thank you. I remembered the word. And also our body, our physiology, that if we're actually hunched over a desk, what happens is, if you think about this in basic terms, which is why I can talk about it, is that you're only using the top part of your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So we are what we call chest breathing. And so that can be a strain on the heart, because if you imagine a set of wind bags, you're not using all your lungs. Therefore, every beat of the heart is having to work harder to push around the minimal amount of oxygen you're getting in. Whereas if you can sit up, and if you listen to us now, sit up in your chair, which means you weren't aware of your posture before now.
So
and as you sit
are.
Up, or they could be, and be aware of breathing in and filling up all the lungs. And you'll find that actually that helps you not only relax, but it makes the heart work more efficiently.
Yeah.
And it's something that we've all got, the breath, but we take it for granted.
We do indeed.
And also very quickly, she is also doing on the 26th of September, she's actually doing a yoga for hypertension. And again, this is at Concord House in Clinic in Canterbury. If you want the address, it's 26A Stour Street in Canterbury. And this is Friday, the 26th of September, from 6 till 7:30 at night. Yoga can be a very beneficial therapy to lower high blood pressure naturally. And she's going to talk to us more about that when she comes on, but she's not on till later.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga postures, breathing techniques tend to switch on the parasympathetic nervous system. See, big words for me. Responsible for rest and repair, and turn off the sympathetic nervous system, which gears the body for fight or flight response. Increased parasympathetic activity has a beneficial effect on many systems in the body, allows the nervous system to become more balanced, freeing up the body's inherent healing response.
There we go. So is that a paid for event?
That is £12, including an MP3 download from her.
Okay.
On relaxation techniques. It's a small group, so I think there might be limited numbers. So if you want to book, the best thing to do is call the clinic on 01227 788 868 or email info@concordhouseclinic.co.uk. And again, advanced booking only, it says here. So do make sure if you want to go 26th September, 6 or 7.30, £12, then make sure you get booked in.
Whereas the previous Saturday, that's an open day, free of
the
charge.
The talk that she's doing is free because it's their actual open day.
Absolutely.
So you can pop along at any time. But if you want to see her, 2 o'clock.
Excellent.
So that's another bit of paper gone.
Yep. And then another guest we've got coming up, Rory Murphy from Wellbeing People.
Yay! Rory!
I think you've got a fan, Rory. Rory's been on a couple of times. First time we had a telephone interview with him,
yep,
middle of last year. And then October time last year, he came on the show and gave us a complete show about Wellbeing People.
Yes.
The company he represents, but also the Wellbeing Symposium, which takes place each year at the Kent Showground in Maidstone. It's in the middle of November.
Do you know it's called the Kent Event Centre?
Oh, it's Kent Event Centre. Because we don't do it in the fields. We do it in the building. So we're not with the cows and the sheep. We are actually, yes, fine. So the next Wellbeing Symposium, we will be there.
We'll be there again.
Who Cares Wins will be there. Angela and myself will be there interviewing people,
yep,
having a stand, explaining what we do for the show, but also explaining what we do in our businesses.
Professionally.
That's on the 19th of November.
It's a Wednesday. Midweek.
And you can still get early bird tickets.
Mm.
So if you search for Wellbeing Symposium Kent, that will come up. But Rory's going to be on the show on the 13th of October.
Yes.
To tell us all about this year's show, the slant, the topics, the speakers, whether there's going to be workshops, who else is having stands.
Mm.
So that, really looking forward to having Rory back on.
I'm not going to give the game away too much, but is it a Paralympian or an Olympian? One of them that's speaking?
I think so, but he's also speaking at, you may be thinking, Kent Healthy Business Breakfast.
They're all over the place.
These Paralympians.
We started a trend.
So that's a different. I think yes. There's a Paralympian
athletics
at
link.
The Wellbeing Symposium. Mm. Yeah. So that's two things with Rory involved, and we'll obviously keep you updated of those as we go.
Mm.
And we've got more guests in the pipeline.
We're filling up the diary.
Look at our Facebook. So if you want to come on and be interviewed, tweet us at Cares Wins or email us whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk.
Indeed.
Otherwise, we will try and hunt you down and get you in.
Find you in a dark alley somewhere.
No, you've gone too far now.
There'll be Angela lurking with her microphone. Hello, I'm from Who Cares Wins internet radio show. The other thing is, don't forget, if you want to be interviewed but not necessarily able to get to the studio in Kent,
mm-hmm,
because we are worldwide domination, we can do a Skype interview, as you've probably heard on previous shows. We've done a recording and then aired that. So we can do all sorts of things.
Yes.
So if you're worried at all, just contact us.
Yeah,
and then we'll work it out from there.
Out. Absolutely.
We'd rather shout about what you do and how you do it and why you do it than to keep you a secret. Now, Jan,
yes,
can
Angela.
I come over to the professional hat now?
I've got to swap my hat, yes.
Because, again, we have looked at our show, and one of the things that we're going to be doing is starting to feature a little bit more about us. A lot of people ask about the presenters of the show. And Jan Mulligan, the ergonomist and disability consultant over there.
That's me.
You found something, didn't you, in one of your local magazines?
It's interesting because historically people think ergonomics, they think chairs and posture, and they think computers.
And footrests,
and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
But actually, as an ergonomist, I get involved in a whole host of different reasons why people are having a barrier in front of them to achieving what they're trying to achieve, or that it causes discomfort in some way, the standard equipment, the standard way of doing things. So we're always looking at different ways of approaching tasks, and the tasks can be absolutely anywhere. And across the summer, I've been involved in talking to gardeners.
Wow.
Talking to people who...
Did you have to get your wellies on because it was all muddy?
Well, it wasn't muddy when I went. I've got another one coming up this Friday, so I'm hoping the weather stays fine because that I won't need my wellies. But I have my wellies in the back of the car just in case.
Good planning.
So, people in gardens, people with mobility difficulties, so transferring from beds to wheelchairs or wheelchairs to cars.
Yeah.
Starting university for the first time, so have had the comfort zone of home and school for many years.
Yeah.
And now going into the big wide world and facing the difficulties there. But it was interesting, in my professional body magazine, The Ergonomist, there was an article about car parks. And people think,
car parks?
What's
car park here?
That's it. What's ergonomics got to do with car parks? Well, the main thing that an ergonomist does is identifies where there are problems in life And if there's a problem, there's generally a faulty system design in some way. And that can happen in car parks. You think it's a bit of land. You drive in, you park. What can go wrong?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. The picture in the magazine is of a segregated car park where part of the area is council maintained.
Right.
And part of the area is privately maintained. Oh. And the slot machines to pay are back to back. And people have been paying in the wrong part. So they've parked in council but paid for private and
so
then got a ticket.
Signpost's not really clear.
Signpost's not clear. Entrance is not clear. It's a dual entry car park, but it's not clear if you turn
which
to the right,
going?
You're going to the council, and if you're turning left, you're going to the private. So people are getting confused that way. And there's one like that in Whitstable. I came across the other day.
No.
Absolutely.
Surely not.
So this article was about the chap off his own bat, hadn't been employed to do it, and we're doing it all the time. We see things, that's not right, that's wrong. Who can we tell to improve things? So off his own back, he went in and he gathered some information and he provided the local council with some suggestions. So simple visualisation indication of the two areas in the entrance. You are turning into council.
Maybe I could stand there and direct traffic.
Good. Visually branded signs to show the jurisdiction between the two areas. All simple things. You think, why hasn't it been done?
But often it takes I've always said this in business, somebody with a different pair of eyes,
absolutely,
not so close to it, looks from the outside in and actually just comes up with some suggestions that, yes, might be basic, but because the other people have been too close to it.
That's it. Is it visual branding for the payment machines? They're both the same colour at the moment. They both have the blue and white P on them for parking.
So, yeah.
So you don't
know
which
one you're
paying.
I've paid in one. Yeah.
So very simple things. So he sent that off to the council. He said not all of them were implemented, but some of them were.
Good.
And the bad press has decreased in the local area.
Brilliant.
He said, but after a year, they're mumbling again. And what they're mumbling about and complaining about are the things that weren't implemented.
So, yeah.
So he's going to get in touch again
and
see what he can do. So anything in life, if you're having a difficulty, there's going to be a better way of achieving it. There are going to be ways of removing those barriers. And it might be that an ergonomist is the person to seek advice from.
And so, a friendly one is Jan
and
Mulligan.
And a friendly one. So we're here.
Because I've met some ergonomists in my time.
Oh, have you? Oh,
may
we won't
I
go
say,
there.
Jan has the friendly, approachable style that I like.
Thank you.
Because it is often, I find people with a disability, it's often, well, actually, I don't really want to talk about it. I don't want to raise it.
No.
And
it's
I
a
think
private
you have
matter.
To have a, you have to have a certain kudos stroke personality about you, and Jan, that's why I befriended you and
thank
then
you
dragged
much.
You into the studio, so thank you for that.
But we've also got coming up on the horizon is Mental Health
yes.
Day,
yes,
which
yes.
is the 13th of October, but also that's stretching into a couple of months worth, so there's lots of events in and around the country and further abroad for Mental Health Month, starting mid-September, running into late October.
Yeah.
So if that, and that's something I can get involved in as well with a client who may have cognitive difficulties, may have had a brain injury, may have learning difficulties.
Yep.
That all comes under mental health, maybe stress, maybe anxiety. And therefore, addressing the way the tasks are done and changing them to meet the needs of the individual removes some of that stress, can lessen that anxiety and help that person move forward and achieve and be productive.
Absolutely.
So if you're interested in the mental health side of things, there are lots of events going on around the country, and you and I may be involved in
well,
one.
Well, yes.
Your professional body.
There's one that I'm going to be involved with. I don't quite know what I'm speaking about. I'm talking them tomorrow to them. Some of you may know Social Enterprise Kent, who are based in Herne Bay. And again, this is funny how things work around, isn't it, when you have connections. Mm-hmm. I used to do delivery for them on some of their public management skills programs. And long story short, they are running an event called Time. They're actually not running the event. Yes. Let's get this together, Angela.
Start again.
They are running an event which is where they are going to publicly sign the Time to Change pledge on the 10th of October, which they've put brackets World Mental Health Day. Maybe they've got that wrong, as you said, the 13th. Anyway, one of those days, at a location to be confirmed in Canterbury. So it's still being finalised, but the event will run from 1:30 to 4:30. And they're hoping to bring together a large selection of Canterbury employers under one roof to speak to them about the pledge and the mindful employer. There's a sort of badge you can have, with a view to getting commitment for them to sign up on the day. Social Enterprise Kent's employment services team are working with clients with a mental health condition, and clients will have a makeover, brackets as in new clothes, hair, makeup, on the day, while employers will listen to nominated speakers, aka Angela Bryce Stevens is one of them.
Another Journey Begins.
And possibly Jan, if I can get encourage her. We'll network with them at the end. So, again, I'm going to be involved in that presenting slot. Again, Who Cares Wins / Another Journey Begins / Greenleaf Economics / anything else we can get in there, because that's our passion.
Absolutely.
Around helping individuals, helping employers around work, productivity, individuals, etc. So that's coming up, and we'll tell you more about that once I've got the information. I'm hoping if I can get either Rebecca Smith or Jenny McArdle from Southeast Social Enterprise Kent, hopefully get them on the radio, whether
that'd
it's by the phone,
yep,
or in the studio, to tell us about that event, because that sounds absolutely fab. You're actually going to be speaking, are you not, at an event?
I am indeed. It's your professional body event, CIPD, which stands for?
Oh, yes. the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development.
There we go.
I am a chartered member from all my years of study. There's actually a couple of things there. One is a Kent branch event, which both Jan and I are going to be talking at. The subject is Being Well Matters.
Absolutely, it does.
And they're actually branding it as Kent's Wellbeing Summit. And it's the 5th of November, another Wednesday, mm-hmm, middle of the week. And it's from an 8:45 for 9 a.m. start, 4:30 finish. They have a panel of local organisations who are keen to offer their insights.
That must be us.
share their wellbeing initiatives. And we have sessions on stress management, legal issues related to wellbeing, how to keep you well and how to deal with those who are not well. They're having stands on a variety of topics. They're going to have an action maze to exercise your HR brain matter.
Ooh,
interesting,
that sounds good.
Because wellbeing is now high on the agenda because of its direct link to organisational and personal success. I like that. So come and spend the day with the other HR Kent professionals. I think I must be one of those. Take away knowledge, inspiration, and a lower pulse rate.
That's a war.
Although they have put
that
in brackets, we hope.
We hope.
If you're interested in this event, anyone can come. You don't have to be just a member of the Institute, although if you are, you get a slight discount. So It's held at the Hilton Hotel Maidstone, Kent. The cost is, if you're a CIPD member of any shape or form, it's £50.
Right. That's not bad for a day, is it?
For a day, I think that's very good, considering what you're going to get. If you're a non-member, it's £70.
Even that.
So it's not a huge expense. I think people's hairdos cost more than that. if you're a student of the CIPD, of course, if you're studying, then that's only £40.
Even
so
better.
You don't have to dig too deep. And that includes a 3-course lunch.
Wow.
Even better.
I hope to.
If you are interested, please contact Kent at cipdbranch.co.uk to book and pay online. You can actually click. So if you go to the actual website, CIPD, and look for branches and find Kent, you can actually, if you want, book there and just click the button, book now.
And as Andrew said, both of us will be speaking.
We're both going to be there.
But we'll
so
be there.
We'd love to see you.
And as soon as we know exactly what we're speaking about,
we'll let you know. We'll tell you more. We're still umming and ahhing about things. And I just read here that the first 30 people to book will receive a free pass for two for the spa and gym at the Hilton Hotel.
Excellent.
So
it's got to be done.
Why are you not coming? Exactly. No, the one I was mentioning was you're doing a talk for Women in Business East Kent.
I am indeed. Yes, it's all talks at the moment.
Talk.
On the 13th of November in Faversham.
Right.
Afraid I don't have the location
not
to hand,
yet,
but I'll find that. So I'm giving a talk on using the right tool for the right task and the right person. So, for example, would you use an eyebrow liner to paint the wall?
Yep.
It's physically possible, but why would you?
It's my creativity.
And therefore, that's an extreme.
Exactly.
But there are more day-to-day issues of why does a left-handed person use the mouse in their right hand? Chances are, because that's where it was on the table when they sat down.
And interestingly, that's how they're shaped, some of them.
Yes.
People don't think about those things.
So it's just basically open up your eyes to what's around you, what you use because it's there, which might actually be detrimental to your health or your productivity. And the fact that we all have different learning styles.
We do.
Can't even put the teeth back in.
That's okay. Do you want mine?
No, thank you.
What do you mean, no?
To chomp on some more celery.
Well, I would like to talk about a couple of events, but I think we'll have some music. And this one, as I said earlier, was one of the tracks, again, with the Great North Run. And I just think it also relates to Who Cares Wins. It's all the guests that we have on, the future guests that we're having on, and all that they do. And so it's quite upbeat.
Excellent.
And it's also Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero. But we are all heroes, are we not? Yes, maybe. I'm going to have a boogie now.
Oh, no.
That was Bonnie Tyler and Holding Out for a Hero, of which you all are heroes. Yes, it is Who Cares Wins show this afternoon. Yes, we've been on since 12 o'clock. If you are tuning in thinking, oh, I'll just have a bit of music and then I'll listen to Who Cares Wins at 3 o'clock. Sorry, you're nearly out of time because we were on at 12 today.
Promotion.
And we will be on Listen Again. Don't panic. You haven't missed it, really. You can listen again later via channelradio.co.uk or, of course, through our website with all the archives, all the shows, and that's whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Of course, it's me, Angela Briar-Stevenson, and the wonderful, great, calm and collected.
Jan Mulligan. Good afternoon, yay! Everybody.
Now, Jan, I just want to go back a little bit. I talked about mindfulness, and I have been away on my own teacher training and now a qualified, certified, I should have been that long time ago.
No comment.
Mindfulness teacher. And I wanted to also just give a big shout out because, A, I met 15 fabulous people while I was there, some yoga teachers, and they're combining yoga with mindfulness, which is fantastic. That's something I'm going to be doing as I start my yoga teacher training next month. So two people I wanted to give a big shout out for who are already putting this into practice. They're offering a course, and also one is offering a course as well as a retreat. So the first lady I want to mention is Pip Bells. Hello, Pip, you're listening. She is running two things. She's running a Mindfulness for Wellbeing course over 8 weeks. She's also running a mindful yoga retreat. So if you're interested in either of those, I'll tell you where they are, and you can find more details by looking at poolofliferyoga.co.uk. The Mindful Way to Wellbeing is an 8-week mindfulness course, and again, very similar to my practices and what I can help people. So if you're in Kent and you're interested, contact me and I can explain more about mindfulness and how it helps to cope with stress.
Another Journey Begins.
I am anotherjourneybegins.com. Go look at my website, although it needs updating on mindfulness. But yes, you'll get the gist of me. But yes, if you're wanting to look at how you can cope with stress and worry, respond more creatively to challenges both at home and at work, find greater clarity and focus, unlock your own capacity for enjoyment and appreciation, develop a greater sense of peace amid this busyness of life. Then these are Pip's words, by the way. So she's first of all running an 8-week mindfulness course, and that starts Tuesday the 30th of September, and then there are set dates following on from that, plus a whole day retreat that she's running as well. It's actually up, if you're going to be wanting to travel or you are up this way, it is near Liverpool. It's St Stephen's Church Hall near Liverpool. That's L156TB, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The investment is £200 for 8 group sessions, each 2 hours long, including handouts and audio recordings. There are some concessionary rates available, so please contact her. Call Philippa on 0151 727 3133, or you can email her pipbells@hotmail.com.
Excellent.
Or have a look at her website, which was poolofliferyoga.co.uk. The other one that she's running, she's getting numbers for a weekend of mindful yoga and meditation in Wordsworth Country. Guess where that is, Jan?
It's where you've been.
It's where I've just been. It is up in the idyllic surroundings of the Lake District, and she's actually holding it at Nab Cottage, which is overlooking Rydal Water near Ambleside, which is literally where I was. If I can go, I might even work it out in my diary. But it's the 24th through to the 26th of October.
Right.
So you have got time to book. I would suggest that you get in now because I think it's going to be a very popular weekend. £230 per person, including delicious vegetarian meals, yoga led by a mindfulness teacher, that's Pip, and 2 nights accommodation in twin or double rooms, some are en suite, some with a shared bathroom. Please ask about supplements for single room occupancy. There is a £100 non-refundable deposit, naturally. Again, contact Pip on 0151 727 3133 or email Pip Bellis. Did I say that wrong? PipBellis@hotmail.com. I'll put this on our Facebook page, so you'll be able to see those leaflets.
And it's interesting, you mentioned there that there are concession options.
Yes.
And most of the courses that we talk about, even if they don't mention concessions, always worth asking the question.
Oh, yeah.
Because it might be that something's not occurred to them, or that they do offer it, but there's only so much they can say in a post.
It's right, they've run out of characters, etc. So yes, please do always ask.
Yeah.
My favourite saying, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Absolutely.
The other lady is another one from my group, is Jo, I think I pronounce this correctly, is Gillibrand or Gillibrand.com. And again, she's running, it's actually headed up, Finding Peace in a Frantic World. If anyone knows mindfulness and knows Mark Williams, who wrote the book called Finding Peace in a Frantic World, she is actually, as well as a mindfulness teacher accredited through Clear Mind Institute, she has also done the Frantic World training course with with Chris Cullen. And so she's actually running similar 8-week program, but this one's a bit closer to home for those that might be listening and can't get up to Liverpool. This one's going to be in Reigate in Surrey. So just across the border.
Yes.
Starts on the 23rd of September and runs for 8 weeks, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the investment is £160 for all 8 sessions. Full course and details are available if you go on to Joe Gillibrand, or Gillibrand. I apologise, Joe, if I've said that incorrectly. But it's JoGillibrand.com. And you'll find all the information about the course, how it works, what Frantic World is about, what mindfulness is about, how the course works. And if you haven't got the answers from all of that, she then gives you the details for her to ring her and have a chat with her.
Excellent.
So I highly recommend those, because they are obviously being run by accredited people that are not only been on a course and sort of tick the box, in our true sense of mindfulness practices and with our ethics, it is very much they are practitioners themselves. Mm-hmm. They are, mindfulness is part of their life, rather than, oh, I've read this book or I've been on this course and now I'm going to stand up with a chalkboard and teach it.
Yeah. And what's interesting is, just as ergonomics has so many different hats,
yeah,
and it all comes under the heading of ergonomics,
yeah,
I wasn't aware that mindfulness had so many outreaches and outreach topics.
It does. Yes, of course.
Having met you, obviously, yes, knew about mindfulness and that you taught it. But until I attended your course, when you, yes, did Mindfulness at Work.
That's right, with the Mindfulness at Work Limited. It's called Mindfulness Is Now, but that was only 4 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, of course, you get the different hats that you've just spoken about there, that mindfulness fits into all aspects of our lives,
it
as
does.
Ergonomics does.
Mm.
And I have to say, when I first met you, heard about yoga and laughter therapy and mindfulness, a little bit sceptical.
Of course. It's good to be sceptical.
Didn't fit in my scientist mould. Couldn't prove it.
Although there's lots of evidence
but
now.
But now the evidence is coming through, absolutely. But I attended your course, and eyes open, you know. Very much now prepared to talk to clients about it and say, have you considered this?
Mm.
Because when it works, like everything, it works really, really well for the individual.
Mm.
And if it doesn't work, then chances are the tutor can signpost you to something else.
Something else.
They'll have met with you, they'll understand you a little bit better.
Mm.
And signed you. So
it is. It's definitely something that is worth even one. I'm looking at doing one-on-one sessions with people, as well as perhaps group classes.
Mm-hmm.
But within my coaching role of working one-on-one with individuals, bringing mindfulness into that and encouraging people to perhaps even just look at, for example, Mark Williams's book, and you can actually work through that book yourself with a CD. But I know that a lot of people, and actually you will get much more benefit by going to an accredited teacher who will actually be able to sometimes unpack some of the stuff you're reading and help you then relate that to your life, your everyday life and your business. But as I say, the scientific evidence is there that practicing mindfulness, and over an 8-week program, the stats are there, the science is there, that it actually has significant marked changes in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually is changing within the hemispheres, what's being turned on, what's being turned off, as well as actually introducing this parasympathetic nervous system. It's connecting with that. So people who are practicing mindfulness as part of their lifestyle is something where they notice that they are calmer. Mm-hmm. They are somebody who has more clarity. They're able to make decisions. They're still humans, so they will still have that element of stress or a knee-jerk reaction, yet there'll be less of those, and they will feel more, not necessarily in control of time. You will find that time isn't necessarily taking control of you.
But the other interesting thing is, I must admit, I don't practice on a daily basis. But when I feel the stress, the lack of sleep kicking in, because life gets on top of one.
It does.
Then when I remember to do it and do a bit of mindfulness practice just before going to sleep, I get a better night's sleep as a result, and I feel better in the morning. And it's just reminding oneself to say, well, actually, there are tools out there that can help, and it doesn't cost anything to do these things.
Yeah.
But it's just tapping into the ones that work for you.
It is. And it's like every toolkit. It's a bit like going to the gym. Mindfulness, if you want it to work long term and have those changes within the brain and the hemispheres of the brain, then you have to look at it as a commitment, the same as you would going to the gym.
Yeah.
That if you're wanting to change your physique or build those muscles up, then you're going to have to go to the gym so many times a week, work out, increase the weights, increase the reps, etc. With the mindfulness, it's that daily practice, that formal practice, as well as the what they call informal practices, which is just literally when you're walking to the car.
Yeah.
Be aware of walking to the car and where are your feet and where is your attention right now? And is it 16 miles ahead of yourself in the future? Is it reminiscing about the past or worrying about the past? Or are you actually, yes, I am here. I'm present. I'm aware of my feet, walking to the car, and in, if you like, appreciating these moments here. So I could go on forever. I won't. We're running out of time, Jan.
Yeah, just a couple of quick things from my side, if you may. This week is Know Your Numbers, National Blood Pressure Awareness Week. And it's at bloodpress_UK for the Twitter handle, or www.bloodpressureuk.org. Their campaign is to watch out for high blood pressure, but I just like to raise the flag for low blood pressure. Happened to me this summer. Wasn't feeling too brilliant, couldn't understand why.
Oh.
Turned out my blood pressure had dropped. And that can be just
Did you collapse?
Not quite, but didn't feel too good about it. So, but GP sorted me out, all fine now. But it was low blood pressure as opposed to high blood pressure. Mm. But either way, knowing what your blood pressure should be, knowing what your personal norm is, and being able to check that is very important.
Very important.
If you go onto the website, they'll tell you where in your area you can get free blood pressure checks. So you don't have to go to your GP. There are lots of centres that do that. A date coming up, Sunday the 21st of September, is the Alzheimer Action Day. Our good friend, previous guest, Alison Carter of No Place at Home, she runs dementia workshops and Alzheimer workshops. And it's Wear Purple Day. So raise money, do what you can, wear purple, 21st of September. If you want more information, Alison's website is noplacelikehome.eu, or check out the Alzheimer's Awareness Sites.
Society, but it's a great excuse, you know, whether it's purple pants or a purple outfit, and especially as it's a Saturday, so you can get away with it maybe if you're not
Sunday.
At work. Or Sunday, Sunday. Sorry. One thing I wanted to mention is next week's guest. Is a lovely lady called Breda Bradbeer, and she is going to talk to us about her organisation that she helps sleep solutions for children. So she works with families, especially newborns, and this whole lack of
baby
sleep.
Baby massages and things.
All sorts of fabulous things. So she's going to be with us next week. I think that is it before we get cut off. So thanks for listening. Remember, next week it's 12 o'clock noon. We're live in the studio. And you can listen again Thursday, 12 noon as well, all on channelradio.co.uk. I'm going to play out with a wonderful song, very appropriate, by Earth, Wind and Fire, called September.
Because it is.
It is. September. So thank you, Jan.
Thank you, Angela.
Good to be back.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye-bye. Ooh, September.